Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I'm making this podcast in response to a request from Minchit from Myanmar, who asked for a podcast based on visiting museums and art galleries. I'm going to talk about visiting a museum today, and we'll do another podcast about visiting an art gallery later. You can't actually visit any museums or art galleries at the moment, but there are some good virtual tours, so I might make a podcast about a virtual trip around the National Gallery in London. If you ever get to visit London, you should visit the Natural History Museum, especially if you have kids. The museum was opened in 1881, and since opening, the collection of specimens in the museum has grown to around 80 million. The word collection is a noun related to the verb to collect. Children often collect stamps or stickers. My youngest son has recently started collecting rocks. Whenever we go out for a walk, he comes home with pockets full of interesting looking rocks and adds them to his collection. The Natural History Museum has a massive collection of specimens. A specimen is an object or substance that's examined or put on display as an example or sample. The easiest way to get to the Natural History Museum is to take the tube to South Kensington. I would not advise going there at the weekend during the summer as it gets really busy. If you can go in the week, you can get off the tube at South Kensington and walk to the museum. It only takes about 5 minutes. There's a subway all the way to the museum and you'll normally hear some buskers on the way. I've used three terms here I want to talk about. The first is the tube. This is the name of the London Underground Railway. It's also called the Underground, but mostly people say the Tube. You have to buy a special card called an Oyster card, which is a prepaid card you can use to pay on the Underground and on buses. I also used the word subway, which means an underground walkway in British English. Sometimes there are tunnels under roads for pedestrians, that is, people on foot. These are subways. You need to be a little bit careful though, because in American English, a subway is an underground railway. So, if you're in London, you take the tube or the underground. But if you're in New York, you ride the subway. One more bit of vocabulary. I said that you'll normally hear some buskers on the way. Buskers are performers, usually musicians, that sing or perform on the street. They often put their instrument case on the ground in front of them for people to put money in. The buskers in the subway from the South Kensington tube station to the Natural History Museum are generally pretty good, and it's cool to hear their music echoing through the subway. When you get to the museum, you have to walk along Cromwell Road to the entrance. In fact, there are two entrances, but the one on Cromwell Road is the best. That entrance takes you into Hints Hall, which is an amazing room right in the middle of the museum. It used to have a Diplodocus fossil skeleton cast on display, but now it has a blue whale skeleton hanging from the ceiling. I loved walking into that entrance hall as a kid and seeing the dinosaur skeleton. My kids loved it too. The blue whale skeleton is impressive, but I hope they put the dinosaur back soon. If something is on display, it's been put somewhere public so that people can see it.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You might talk about the things that are on display in a shop window. Or if you're invited to someone's house, there might be personal items on display. If something is impressive, then you will normally admire or respect it because it's important or large or special for some reason. I like playing the guitar and really enjoy watching videos of guitarists, especially the really good ones. There's a guy called Tom Ollendorf who's really impressive. Let's get back to the museum. Inside, the collection on display is divided up into rooms that they call galleries. When I take my kids there, they always want to go to the dinosaur gallery first. The dinosaur gallery is a permanent exhibition that has lots to see and read. There are loads of fossilized skeletons and a couple of animatronic dinosaurs. There's a life-size Tyrannosaurus Rex that moves and roars and is sometimes a bit too scary for little children. I think it's my son's favourite exhibit. An exhibit is an object that's on display in a museum. In the UK, a collection of exhibits is an exhibition. But in American English, they use the word exhibit for individual items and collections. So, my son loves to visit the dinosaur exhibition. But if we went to a museum in the USA, he would love the dinosaur exhibit. It sounds really strange to me. An animatronic dinosaur is a moving model. It's animated, which just means it moves. You can get all sorts of animatronics at theme parks. After the dinosaurs, we always go through the mammals galleries. There are loads of stuffed animals carefully arranged behind glass panels. At the end, there's a hall with a model of a blue whale, as well as lots of other massive animals. After that, we'll wander about and seek out new corners of the museum for things we've not seen before. I think the next time we go, we'll take an audio guide. These are normally a bit like big mobile phones with a keypad and a little speaker you hold to your ear. I'm not sure if these are available in the museum. They're available in most museums, but I don't remember seeing them in the Natural History Museum. However, you can listen to an audio tour by Sir David Attenborough on the Natural History Museum's SoundCloud channel. Before we leave the museum, we usually visit the gift shop to buy the boys a souvenir. The museum gift shop is expensive, but it's a good way to support the museum, and my kids can usually be persuaded to select a souvenir that's somewhat educational. Next door to the Natural History Museum, there are two other brilliant museums. The Science Museum, which has loads of interactive exhibits, and the Victoria and Albert Museum, or V&A, which is dedicated to art, design and performance. It's a great museum, though less fun for little kids, so I've not been for a while. One of the nice things about the museums and galleries in London is that they're free to enter. There's usually a temporary exhibition that you have to pay to get into, but the permanent collections are all free to see. Of course, they're all closed at the moment, though I'm sure they'll be very busy once the COVID-19 vaccine has been distributed. Thanks, Minchit, for requesting this podcast topic. I hope it's helpful for you and inspires you to visit more museums and galleries when it's safe to do so. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about, or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.